Hello and welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, which comes to you each week from the McHugh Center at the University of Virginia. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com. Joining me today is Vincent Croce, one of the captains of the UVA football team, which battles Virginia Tech for the Commonwealth Cup at noon on Saturday at Scott Stadium. Vince, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You'll be among the players honored before the game Saturday in the Senior Day ceremony. This is your fifth year here. Did you go through it last year, too?
I did. I did go through it last year, and, you know, it was nice and all, but I think it'll be a little different emotions going on this year.
Did you knew last year you were coming back?
Yeah, absolutely. I knew 100% I was coming back.
What will you have a lot of family down for the game if you can get tickets for everybody?
Yeah, if I can work the tickets out, which you know I'm sure will happen. I plan to have both my parents, my sister, her husband, my nephew, and my grandmother down. So it'll be fun.
You arrived here in 2011 that summer, and I'm sure at that point your final college game seems an eternity away. You're not really thinking about the end game at that point. Now that it's here, will this be an emotional day for you when you tie in the senior day final game and everything that's involved in this?
Yeah, it absolutely will be. But I'm just doing my best to stay focused and treat it like another game so I don't let the emotions get to me too much and make sure I play my game. But I think definitely before and absolutely right after the game, you know, when all the dust settles, it'll really set in that, you know, the five-year journey is complete.
You have played several positions here. You began at defensive end, then you moved to defensive tackle, and then you shifted over to the offensive side. Now you're at fullback. Would you have envisioned yourself as a fullback getting here? And I remember I did a story on you when you were a defensive tackle and you were trying to carry more weight, and I think ultimately that just became too tough, right, to keep on 280 and 285?
Yeah, you know, it's been a ride for sure. And back when I was gaining weight, I got up to 285, 288 probably at my heaviest, and I just gained the weight too fast, kind of went about it the wrong way. And, you know, there was an opening on the other side of the ball. And, you know, it's just the way things worked out. I wouldn't trade it for anything. Extremely happy with where I'm at and what I've done in my time here. And, you know, I just look forward to going out this weekend.
What did it mean for you to be elected a captain, you know, in the spring going into this year?
I mean, it was huge. Kind of didn't really even, you know, have my sights set on it or anything, but it's something that every player, you know, kind of dreams of, especially, you know, my senior year at Good Counsel. I was voted a team captain there, and to be able to finish my career here as a team captain has been huge. And, you know, I think it speaks to the type of effort that I put in, even through all the position changes and not playing as much as, you know, as I would have liked throughout my career, but just always persevering and pushing and continuing to be that voice and that leader.
I know you take your responsibilities as a leader seriously. This team went through a rough September, you know, a grueling schedule. The record was 1-3, I think, at the end of the month. There, some teams would have splintered at that point, thrown it in. This team has continued to battle throughout the season, win or lose. You know, the effort has been there, you know, every Saturday. Is that something you'll take a lot of pride in, the fact that just this team has stayed together the way it has?
Absolutely. You know, everybody wants to have, you know, that perfect season, a winning season, finish out with a bowl game. You know, you want to say that, oh, I was part of the leadership of that team. I got us, you know, to the Chick-fil-A right. Bowl, you know, and things like that. But the fact that we were sitting at 1-3 at the end of September, I think it's a testament to our head leader, Coach London, and the way that he has kept us together, and you know, the captains and the rest of the leadership council voicing the same message, and just putting things in perspective, knowing that we are a good team. There's things that we need to fix. You know, we're a very reasonable team, and we watch the film every week. We know where the mistakes are, and we know just how close we are to having a completely different season than the one that we have now. But the fact that guys show up every single week and continue to prepare and fight is definitely reassuring, and I definitely take a lot of pride in that.
You were on a teleconference yesterday afternoon with reporters, and I think someone asked you if it had been a roller coaster ride, your career, and you said it had. You know, nobody, I think, wants to deal with adversity. Ideally, you would just skate through life without it, but it's part of life, and you've encountered your share during your years at Virginia. You think when you move on to the real world, whenever that is, you know, will you be a wiser, better person for having had to deal with some ups and downs like this?
Yes. And I tried to allude to that, you know, in the conversation yesterday without, you know, going into too much storytelling, because, you know, I could get to talking on that. But I really do think that from this game, you learn a lot about life. It's just whether or not you can see that and translate it. So the things that I've had to deal with in just 5 years here, I think will definitely translate over to the real world. In whatever field, you know, I end up in, whatever type of job.
As I said earlier, the game Saturday, the winner gets the Commonwealth Cup. Virginia Tech has had possession of that for more than a decade now. How big a deal is this rivalry to you, this game? You grew up in Maryland, so you weren't a Virginian, but you weren't far away, and I'm sure you're pretty immersed in it by now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, coming to college, I didn't really hold any stakes. You know, my first year was redshirted, wasn't playing. Of course, you know, by nature, you want to win. It's your team. But having, you know, been around here for 5 years now, I'm completely immersed in this rivalry, you know, 100%. And, you know, I haven't had the opportunity to hold that Commonwealth Cup and, you know, to hoist it up in the air. So that's the vision. That's the goal.
Do you know anybody who plays for Tech? I don't know if they have any good council graduates on that.
Yeah, Kendall Fuller.
Okay, the Fuller family.
The whole Fuller family. Standout corner for them, who unfortunately had a season-ending injury earlier this season. I know him.
Yeah, is he a guy you keep up with at all, or?
Not too much. I think he was Kurt Garner's class, a couple years younger. We don't keep up too much, but also I know Darius Redmond. He plays O line for them now. He's a converted tight end for them. He went to Woodson in D.C. and he's actually committed here for a time and ended up switching up.
What about the good council contingent on this team? It's still sizable. There have been guys. Nick Jenkins was here before you got here. Are you guys tight? I know you didn't all necessarily play with each other at good council the whole time because you're in different classes, but do you guys gravitate toward each other at all?
Yeah, you know, we definitely have our fun with it, especially because Mike Moore is the only DeMatha Stag grad in the locker room now. So we have our fun with that. But, yeah, it's Kurt Garner, Brendan Marshall, Miles Robinson, and myself. Andre Lavroni. And, you know, we have fun. And whenever somebody, you know, does something, you know, outstanding in practice or, you know, working hard, you know, we kind of like to bring that up and, you know, things. Other guys on the team, even Kanan, I've heard him say, you know, that's a good council work, you know, in the weight room and stuff like that.
I think you mentioned on the teleconference yesterday that when you arrived at good council, DeMatha had a long winning streak in that series or had kind of dominated that, and you were able to change that during your career. Is that right?
Yeah.
So you take some – you draw on that for inspiration when you go into this game tomorrow?
Yeah.
Saturday.
You know, absolutely. You always want to be, you know, remembered in some way and whatever way possible. And my junior year, I had just moved positions on defense to linebacker. It was my second game starting at middle linebacker. And it was the championship game against the Math, and they beat us the previous 6 or 7 years in the championship game. And we came out and won that game. And then that started, I think, like a five-year win streak for Good Counsel. So, you know, to have the opportunity to be a leader on a team that has a chance to end a similar win streak like that and, you know, get the Commonwealth Cup back, you know, would be awesome. And as I said yesterday, I really feel like it would just kind of round out, you know, and complete my experience.
You've always had a role in the locker room and in the weight room here. This season, as you mentioned, you've also had a major role on the field, you know, at fullback. What's that? I mean, every player wants to play. That's why you join a college program. What's it meant to kind of be in the thick of things this year, too?
It's fun, you know, first and foremost. It's, like you said, it's whatever every player wants. And you know, people used to ask me, is it different now that you know, been voted a captain? And but as you said, I feel like I've always had a role, you know, some type of leadership role in the way, you know, I'm not one to, oh, I don't have the title of captain, so I can't say anything. I'm going to voice, you know, my opinion. I think, you know, guys on the team will back that up. If I see something that I feel isn't up to standard or isn't being done right, I'll voice my opinion and try to motivate guys the best way that I can. But to have an even bigger role on the field, it just adds a level of fun. And, you know, I feel like I can really contribute more to the game rather than just motivating the guys that are on the field.
When you look back to the season opener against UCLA, the offense really struggled to run the ball that day. Taquan Mizell, Smoke was not the player then that he is now. You know, Matt's come a long way. How much progress do you feel like the offense has made? I mean, it's coming off a couple really good performances, starting to score more. Is it kind of a different offense now just in terms of its productivity?
Yeah, I mean, surely just by looking at the numbers, you can tell that it's a different offense by productivity. But, you know, I sat in the press conference Monday after the UCLA game and told all the reporters, just wait, you know. It's going to come. And, you know, sure enough, there was a stretch. Was Syracuse, North Carolina, and one other game where we were topping our running, you know, our top running yards each game for 3 or 4 weeks in a row this season. And, you know, it's a process. It's a combination of, you know, how you're doing it, you know, preparation, confidence, and just getting all the little, you know, pieces of the offense just right. You know, and I think our coaches have done a really nice job with our game plans, and we're doing a much better job of executing them and, you know, staying on blocks a little longer, getting receivers involved in the run game more than we have in the past, which helps turn those shorter runs into a little bit more explosive runs. And obviously, like you said, Smoke's running style has completely changed from when he first got here. And then you had Ham and Reed, who are bigger backs, same downhill run style into that mix. It's good.
When you were a senior at Good Counsel, you were named the D.C. area's top defensive player by the Washington Post. As a fullback, there's contact for you on every play. You don't necessarily get to tackle people on every play. You've made a couple big hits on special teams. You had a really big one, you know, last weekend. How fun is that for you to actually make those tackles on kickoff? And does it bring back fond memories from high school?
It absolutely does. I mean, and you get this at fullback, but not to the same extent as much. But when you meet a ball carrier in the hole and you lock eyes for that split second, and you just know it's going to – I mean, you just know it's going to come down to, you know, who's tougher, who wants it more, but also you're thinking about getting lower than them, driving your legs. You know, there's all these things, but it just comes down to man on man, who's going to win. And that hit last weekend against Duke on the kickoff, I had that moment. The return and I, we locked eyes for a second, and I saw him look at the hole he was trying to take, and I said to I mean, this all happened so fast, but I said to myself, he's going to try to outrun me. And, you know, it's just there's nothing better than that. I mean, that's the best part about football.
You graduated in May, I believe, with a bachelor's in kinesiology, right?
Last December.
December. So yeah. Will you leave here with a master's as well? Or
I will, in exercise physiology.
What do you plan to pursue that, going to training or med school or something along those lines?
I thought I wanted to do med school for the longest time, but I don't think I can go to school until, you know, I'm 30 years old. So the plan is to get into strength and conditioning coaching. I have an internship set up this spring, actually, with our weight staff. So, you know, that'll be interesting. Hopefully open up some doors, and we'll kind of just go from there.
I'm sure you get more than a few questions about your hair, which might be the longest of anyone on the team. Is that something that you're going to keep forever? Does that go when the season's over?
So the story with the hair is actually kind of a sad one, really. So I live with Mason Thomas, and camp 2013, he was like, "Yo, let's grow out our hair until we go to a bowl game." And I was like, yeah, let's do it. You know, he cut his hair about halfway through the season. And, you know, here I am. Two and a half years later, still no haircut. I love the hair. Hate the fact that I'm still growing it.
There you go. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. You're used to this routine, but what is Thanksgiving for people who don't know? What's Thanksgiving with the team like?
Thanksgiving with the team, it's very different. I mean, we get up, we practice. Then, you know, post-practice, we have Thanksgiving lunch right across the street in JPJ. They do a really good job, you know, actually feed us really nicely, let us take leftovers and everything. So we're not missing out on the food part of it all. But, you know, it's just this is our family here. And, you know, it's kind of harder for the younger guys really to be like, well, you want me to stay in town for Thanksgiving? Well, you know, what's going on? I have to be with my family. But, you know, for me, I'm sorry, Mom, but like I'd rather be here. You know, this is where I need to be, and especially knowing that, you know, I've the rest of my life to be home with my family, and you know, I'll never be with this team in this capacity again. So
is it dawning on you this week that, you know, yesterday that was my last Tuesday practice? Today's the last Wednesday practice. Tomorrow's the last Thanksgiving here. Friday will be the last walkthrough. All this stuff running through your mind, or are you trying to push it out until after the game?
You know, it comes up, but, you know, I try to, you know, I don't know. I handle distractions, you know, very differently. I've learned this throughout my time here that, you know, these kinds of thoughts are good, but at the same time, I don't want this week to feel any different, right, or, you know, have, you know, my mindset going into this game affected by any external matter. So I recognize the thought, I acknowledge it, and then I just kind of let it pass on. And that's what I was saying, you know, after the game, when I kind of just relax and all these things are going to come back to me that I've kind of just acknowledged and pushed to the side, then that's, I think, when the emotions will really hit.
Well, I hope you can write a happy ending on Saturday, and thanks again for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Football is not the only UVA team playing in Charlottesville this weekend. On Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock, women's soccer hosts Rutgers in an NCAA quarterfinal at Klockner Stadium. We hope to see big crowds at both events. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, remember to check virginiasports.com for schedules and information on all our teams, and have a happy Thanksgiving.